Hello, everybody. Who's ready for some coaching? It is the Queen's Club time, which means that if you have lost over 25 pounds, you are now a proud member of Queen's Club. That means you also get to get coached. So all you have to do is come on in, but you do have to raise your hand. And if nobody raises their hand, we just have to leave. It'll be sad times. All right, Robin, you're up first. Sometimes I have to like egg y'all on to get you to raise your hands. I don't bite. All right, Robin, let's get you going. Let's get you unmuted and get your video going. Ooh. Hello.
Okay. Hi, I was not expecting to go first, so I am about a block from home, but I can talk and drive. It's fine.
You want me to call someone else? Because I'm always worried about y'all talking and driving.
No, I'm literally like not even a minute from home. I'm just waiting for the light to turn red or green. So I was with my sister the other day. I've lost 97 pounds. And I'm still like, I teach in a maximum security men's prison. And so one of them said to me one time, "Hey, yo, miss, you still fat, but maybe like less fat," as his way of giving me a compliment. And so like I have that in my brain. And so she was telling somebody that she was sitting next to that like she's so proud of me and I've lost 97 pounds, or she said I'd lost 100 pounds and how like I'm inspirational to her. And I was just like, "Shut up, don't tell people that. Nobody can know. Like, I don't want to be inspirational to you."
Why do you not want to be inspirational to your sister?
Well, okay, I'm okay with it for my sister, but not anybody else.
Why do we, that what is the difference between everybody else and your sister?
My sister's like my person. Like, she knows everything, but
Yeah, but
nobody
like,
else gets to know anything.
why do they not get to know about your weight loss?
Because I feel shame about how much I weighed. And I don't really want to share like how bad it was.
But you're not sharing how bad it was. You're sharing that you're changing your life.
Yes. Yes, I understand that, but like I just feel like I don't want anybody to know anything.
But
Like,
we
I'm
need to
just so
figure
guarded
that
about it.
out because that's going to get worse the smaller you get.
Okay.
I want you to think about all the people in the world who know you now. You're just going to get smaller and smaller, and more people are going to notice, and more people are going to comment. You can't stop that part unless you regain your weight.
Which I'm not going to do.
So we have to figure out, like, why, like, what are you making it mean that people, like, I want, let's just say this. What if I was you, Robin? What if I had decided when I lost my weight that I was like, well, I don't want anyone to ever know that I used to weigh 250 pounds. I just need to blend into the background. Like, no one should ever know.
No one should ever know. Like, it's not obvious.
Right. But
Or
what if I had done that? Where would you be?
wouldn't be here, that's for sure. Yeah. Well, and I feel like at the time of my life, I've been a member since last September. It was either like you're gonna kill yourself with how fat you are, or you're gonna do something.
Okay, so you made a great choice, but I just want you to think about this. When other people, random strangers, random people know you've lost weight, what are you making it mean about you? Or what are you making it mean, period?
I'm making it mean that, like, now I'm good, but before I was bad. Or I don't, I guess that's kind of it. I just, yeah, there's like shame or Yeah. I think that it
Okay.
means that, like, I've done something bad.
I was bad. So I want you to just think about this. You have the option right now to decide if you like that story or not. All we've done is uncover what you have defaulted the story to, but it does not have to be your story. And I would implore you to really think about it and not insist on keeping that story, because this is the story so many women hold on to that sends them back to the way they were. Because that's like, I want you to think about every single person that you know in your life is going to just keep noticing more and more that you're losing weight. So you're going to get that story tapped on over and over and over again. And instead of feeling proud of who you're becoming, and instead of being proud of the woman that one day woke up and said, "I don't want to kill myself anymore." She had a lot of courage in her. She was not a bad person. In
No,
fact,
she was
it took a
miserable,
she was
but ready
miserable
to leave.
and decided to do something about it, and so many people don't.
So that, like, how absolutely miserable I was, not just in the weight thing, but also other things, like all the COVID stuff and all of that. Like I decided I couldn't be that person anymore. I couldn't do it. And so my mom had been encouraging me to join for a while, and I finally did. And like I'm sad for her, like that person that I was, and I'm so grateful to her too. And I just
Well, can we be sad and grateful and stop being ashamed of her? Like, why is she not shameful is the real question.
Because she made a choice to do something different. She made a choice to get better.
Especially when she probably didn't believe she could.
Like, not just the weight stuff, but all the mental stuff too. Like, I did not believe she could get better.
And
So.
she did. And she took steps each day. Like, I just want you to think about how, like, for all of you, I have gone back and really talked to my 250 pound self. Cause I used to think like she was a bad person. And I think that's a very easy narrative for us to talk about. My 250 pound person, she was not a bad person. She was trying to survive. She did not know how to deal with her life without food. No one ever taught her that. A lot of people, like I had just a lot of things stacked against me the majority of my life, and losing weight, like other things were always more important. And that's okay. And until the day came where losing weight became like, now this has to be the most important part. And that didn't make me or you a bad person. Like, we weren't just sitting there going like, muhaha, let's see how much we can eat and do harm to everyone around us. That'd be a bad person. Like, if you were going around and stealing food out of babies' mouths, being like, no, all for me. Like, then I would call you a bad person, but I doubt that's what was happening.
No. I'm in general, I'm a good person,
Yeah.
especially to people in my life. Like, I'm
Well,
a
was
very good
she a
person.
good person? Or did you just somehow lose 100 pounds and magically appear as a good person? Were
No.
you always a good person who just dealt with a lot of shit in their life with food? And then one day figured out you're going to stop doing that.
She was a good person. She was a little sad and a little angry, but she was a good person.
Yeah. So what do you want the new story to be when people notice this? Because, and it may still bring up some shame. And I want you to just remind yourself in those moments, I have nothing to be ashamed about. I've already talked about this. Like, I literally have nothing. I just have everything to be proud of.
Yeah, I want to be proud of myself.
Well, to be proud
Or
of
I am
you, you
proud of
have to not
myself.
be ashamed of her.
Yeah.
Can't do both.
I'm really grateful to her. Can I be grateful to her? Is that?
Hell yeah, you can be. Every day,
Okay.
twice on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's going to be, can that be my new narrative that I'm really grateful to her?
Yeah. I think this
She
would be.
survived a lot of shit and she got me here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that would be like also just something interesting for you to journal a little bit about. Like writing, we're going to be doing this at camp, but doing some things like this. But for you, writing a love letter to her, like I just want you to know how much I appreciate you. I could not be the woman I am without you, because you couldn't have.
No. Okay. I will definitely do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a good topic.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
you.
And congratulations. What are you, 97 pounds now?
97. Yeah.
3 more pounds. And guess what
Three
you're
more.
getting? You're getting your prestigious award.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't forget to submit for it when you lose it.
I will. I think
yeah.
my mom will do it if I don't. So.
Yes. Well, make sure
Yeah.
Mama does that for you if you don't.
Okay.
You
Yeah.
deserve
She
it.
will. She's a great
All
mom.
righty.
So. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. I swear, y'all, sometimes I think before we send those, I want to buy some of those boxes that say fragile. All right, Kamisha. And if you don't know what fragile is, you have not lived. And I'm not even going to tell you what that means. Hello, how are you?
I can't wait to get my award. I am 99 pounds down.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to be sending them on out this month. That's awesome.
So now I'm like super excited. I didn't know there was a thing.
Oh yeah, but if you lose 100 pounds and no BS, so 25 gets you into Queen's Club. We're actually looking at revamping our program a little bit to start giving some more milestone awards, like just different little things. So that's something that y'all can all be looking forward to in 2024. And, but Century Club has always been, once you lose the 100, we send you a little acrylic award and that kind of thing. So yeah, you're going to want it and you're going to display it.
All right.
All right.
We just wrapped up Project U, and I hit my Project U goal during that time.
Okay.
But I noticed this weekend I was like parading around, trying on my clothes, all excited about myself. And then I started picking apart my body.
Okay. Oh, this is so interesting. This is, I want to tell people, make sure you raise your hands if you want coach. No one else wants to get coached. So y'all raise your hands. I got coached on this yesterday. So I can't wait to coach you on this.
Wonderful. So I started picking everything apart. Be like, oh my gosh, now I have the stomach is gone. My hips are on point. Love that. Love that. Turned around. Oh my gosh, I have no butt. And then that is just out of nowhere. Like I've never been concerned about the size of my butt or anything like that before.
Yeah.
And my husband looked over at me and he's like, really? So now we have to go buy you a butt? Where is that place that people go to buy some? And so he's teasing me about it. But then I realized that it wasn't even an old shitty. Like, is there like a new shitty that's going to come into my party now?
Yes. So like we never eradicate old shitty. It's just like, girl, I am here to stay. Like I may talk, like, what did you used to pick your body apart on?
I think it used to be my stomach and my arms. I always had, and then I got good with my arms because I went home to visit my family and saw everybody, including the skinny ones of us, had my grandma's arms. So that was just like, that's our family legacy. And so I made peace with the family legacy and have been fine with that. but I've not like picked apart anything else. But it's like
that,
all
well,
of
this
that
is so, it's just a common phenomenon. And this is what it is. Number one is women are usually very sensitive about their bodies just from society. So it's kind of in our water and in our DNA.
Okay.
To be hypercritical, especially as a woman, because primally, like part of our primal system is like we have the reproductive system for a reason. And, you know, like if you think about caveman days and stuff, you know, caveman, he looked for a woman who looked like she could birth. So like we are always sensitive to our looks. It's no different than, you know, animals like in peacocks and turkeys, like they all have their different dance and stuff that they do. We're just a stone's throw away from all of them. So that's one thing is that we're for as women, we're probably always going to be thinking about our body no matter what. So we don't need to make it a huge deal that we do it.
Okay.
Now, here's where the second part comes in. As you lose weight, if your thought pattern is to not like things about your body, as you lose weight, you might find there are things that you start loving about your body, but you will notice your brain wants to scratch the habitual itch of, but something's wrong. Because, you know, you've always kind of really thought about what's wrong with your body. So I still need to do that behavior and that habit. So now it just starts looking around. It's like, I got it. It's the ass. Like, woo! And it just lands on something. So like when I was getting coached with my coach, I was telling her, I said, you know, I've got this body image camp coming up next year. And, like, I really need to work on, like, I need to work with you on some of my remaining body image issues because I really want to be able to help these women. And we started talking about my loose skin again for the humpteenth millionth time. And she gave me two options, and I'm going to give you these two options. There, okay. And this is for all of you. You can, number one, decide that you like thinking about your body. So for me, like I obviously enjoy thinking about my body. I get extensions. I like the makeups. I like the clothes. I like all the things beauty. And if that's the case, then we have to retrain our brain to not be critical of certain areas first. We have to retrain our brain over time to find what's right first and then just notice what we don't like. Because one of the things that she asked me was, and I'll ask you, do you want to like your ass or are you okay with being like, it's not my favorite?
Because I think option two, like I've never cared and I still in my practical mind don't care. It just popped up out of nowhere.
Yeah. Okay. So that's good to know that it's literally just your brain was probably used to looking at your arms and your legs. And the second you made peace with it, your brain was like, but I need to fixate on something. We've always fixated on something. So now I need to fixate on something. So you have to break the habit of fixating because that's all that's really happening. It's not like this is some kind of deep-rooted insecurities or anything like that. It's literally retraining your brain where to go. So that's kind of what I picked. It was like, I actually like my body. Like, I like thinking about my body. I like certain parts of my body. I just, like, don't want to fixate on the parts I don't like anymore. And I chose option one. Option two was simply to say, I don't want my body to take up much space at all in my life. I got way too much stuff going on in life right now. And I just would like to just look in the mirror and not care no matter what. Like, I'm not in love with it, but I'm also not like I'm not hating on it. It's just like, it's kind of the nothing burger. Well, I picked number one, door number one, and said, no, here's what I want to do. I want to teach my brain that we are going to look for the things we like. And then if you notice the loose skin and stuff, like, and I just noticed like, yep, that's that loose skin I'll never fall in love with. Moving on for the day. And but go ahead.
That would probably be my choice, the option one, because I love, you know, my clothes and The fact that I am getting into them and clothes that have been like my promise wardrobe are now in rotation. And that feels really good. It feels great that my husband is like, what size is that? And when I, you know, told him that it was a size 6, he's like, I don't know if you should get any smaller, because he's like, he doesn't want to reach over and feel bones, which that brought up a whole other set of thoughts. But on the body piece of it, I do want to be in a place where I consider it and just make peace with it and know that, you know, my spring break, girls gone wild, walking in public with little clothes era is not here, right? I have kids and I will always be walking around in clothes.
Yeah.
And so in clothes, like, there's no thing for anybody to like notice or judge.
Yeah. So the answer number one is to just normalize, like, my brain is now thinking about my butt because mm-hmm. it's always looked for something
to pick on.
And when I have started liking lots of things, it's just in the habit of looking for something. It happens to be my butt. And don't be surprised if, like, you finally get it untrained to looking at your butt. Now it's like, but what about your calves? Like, it'll just like throw up something, you know? The practice is literally pretty simple. You go into the mirror ahead of time and say, here are the things we are going to notice. And we're going to talk about what we like.
Mm-hmm.
And then when your brain wants to go to your butt, you just say, we have already agreed that there are lots of things that we like about ourselves. This just happens to be one that, you know, it's flat. Yes. Good. Good to know. And I'm moving on because there's too many other things I really like about my body, or there's these things that I really like about my body. This works at any size, y'all. Okay. If there's anything about your body that you like, whether it's your eyes, your teeth, your hair, your earlobes, whatever it is, I would love for us all to get to where we just, you know, unconditionally love our bodies. But I also think that that's a big ask for women. And sometimes what happens is we spend our entire lives trying to love our bodies so hard that we're exhausted and it feels like it's more work. And for me, I don't like to do a whole lot of work. Yeah. What I like is to say, like, this feels like winning to me. What feels like winning to me is knowing, like, when I want to look at an area of my body that I don't particularly love, I'm just like, I'm redirecting the traffic and reminding myself of what I do like and what I've worked hard for and what I do appreciate. And sometimes that takes like standing consciously in the mirror and doing it on purpose. I'm doing it in my gym every morning. When I work out, I've got mirrors everywhere. I am like literally looking at angles that I love on purpose, looking at the areas I like and saying it out loud. Like, I really like how this looks. I really like how this looks. I'm doing a lot of that I truly believe that I like. And then when it comes to like my legs, I'm like, I'm never going to like loose skin, and that's okay. I don't have to overthink it though. I don't have to say it's wrong. I don't have to do any of that. It's just like, yeah, still don't like it. That didn't change from yesterday. So I don't have to stare at it. I don't have to grab at it. I don't have to do anything anymore. And that's been pretty relaxing. Just in one day of doing that this morning, I couldn't believe what a bunch of relief I got from that.
Yeah. And I feel a little relieved just thinking about doing it. So I know that might be a good solution for me also. It feels settling.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing. It's like when there's an area of our body that we don't like, it feels like, I just don't want to feel like I'm just tired of working on loving my legs. There's no one in the world that's tried harder than me. And it's like, do I want to spend my entire life trying to love my legs, or do I want to spend now my time figuring out how to pay attention to what's right first?
Mm-hmm.
That just feels like that could be a winner right there.
Wonderful. All right. And if you don't have a line of people waiting, can I ask one more question? Do you have
actually,
a line?
I do, but I'll let you go ahead since you gave us such a juicy topic.
So the next thing was what I mentioned about my husband. How did you deal with maybe a spouse or a parent or somebody telling you, hey, don't, you know, I know you're in your range and you've been working at this, but don't get too much smaller. How do you deal with people kind of trying to intervene into where they think that you should stop?
So I always just remind myself that everybody gets to have an opinion.
Yep.
I mean,
but
even
those,
like,
opinions really matter though, because he has to like look at me every day and.
Right. But he still gets to have his opinion, but that doesn't negate yours, which means you get to, like, because you love your husband, like I love mine, you get to listen to their opinion. And then you get to decide if that opinion is worth your time and attention. Like, the problem becomes when we listen to others' opinions and think they shouldn't think that, or, well, now I have to do this, because then we give all of our power away.
Right.
But then for me, because Chris and I have run through this a couple times. Chris likes a curvier woman. I mean, I wouldn't have gotten fake boobs if he didn't love a curvier woman. And even right now, but I tell y'all everything about my fucking life, I swear to God. But we were having Boom Boom the other day, and I'm at my low end now. Like, I have released my summer weight, and which always means, because y'all know I've had a lot of plastic surgery, so I have had my tummy tucked and stuff like that. I am real flat through here. And so when I get down to my low end, my hip bones, I'm a bony person in certain, especially in my midsection, because I had so much loose skin. Like at the top, I don't have an ass either, Kamisha. Like, I feel you on a flat ass. I'm like they took the skin, they took away my ass. Back there, like, I can't even do a full sit up without almost breaking a tailbone. They've been advised not to do floor sit ups because my tailbone flips the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And because I don't have any cushion back there, I have to be very careful about not breaking it. Well, I also get really bony hip bones too. Well, when we're having sex, guess who's feeling my hip bones? Mr. Crabtree. And as much as I love him, he's like, you're not going to lose any more weight, are you? Like, yep. You know, you kind of losing a little bit of the stuff. He's like, you know, the area I like the most. Now, you know, I listen to it. Honestly, I'm like, I know he's not, like, this is my thoughts, so I'm going to offer them to you. He's literally just telling me what he likes about my body.
Yep.
He's not telling me I'm wrong. He's like, I know my husband. And I always have to think about this. Like, you know, there are some people in the world who will tell you things about yourself to control you or to make you purposely feel bad.
Right.
There are some people in the world that is not their intention. He literally just feels honest and open and feels like our relationship's like good enough to where he can say, I like this or I don't. I mean, my man will tell me the second I wear, like if I wear something he thinks doesn't look right, he's like, no, doesn't look good. Like, I
we
put these shoes on instead.
The same person.
Oh my gosh, my husband is a fashion, y'all should see his side of the closet. He has got shoes. I mean, he just looks like a clothes whore. I mean, God love him. But I never take it personally.
Yep.
You know, but that's because my thought is he's not trying to do anything other than share his opinion. And if I don't like it, I just don't take it. That's where I know, like, let's say I wanted to lose 10 more pounds, because that's just what I want to do. I would probably just tell him, hey, I'm going to lose 10 more pounds. I know you love me and I bet you'll get used to it. Or I would say, like, noted, like, all right. Because to me, it's no different than when I tell him, babe, you should really lift weights. Like, my husband is a waste of testosterone. He should just give it all to me because I lift weights heavy. If I had his testosterone, oh my God, I would look like the Hulk and I would love it every single day. My husband literally has a nice big barrel chest. And he is designed to be muscular. And he won't do anything other than jog at 3.2 miles per hour for 20 minutes, 3 days a week. I'm like, fuck me. And I often tell him, babe, your arms would look so good if you'd start lifting weights. Like I tell him all the time, like, I'm just telling you right now, you have got the chest. It would be so good to rub it. So I do it to him. Like, yeah. You know, if his beard gets out of whack, I'm like, trim that bush. But I'm not doing it to control him or to be mean. I'm literally just sitting there going, this is what I would like. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, that makes sense. And what you said was kind of the language that I was looking for. You know, thank you for that. But I think I want to lose another X pounds and we'll see what it looks like. Because I, in my conscious brain, have no recollection of being smaller than I am right now.
I would just have compassion and just say, you know, because sometimes men bring that up because they do like a certain, they like us a certain way. And then sometimes it's like, oh my God, she's getting awful hot. She's getting awful good looking. And sometimes they feel a little threatened. And so
I don't go anywhere. So there's no need for the threat. And I didn't take it as being controlling. I just didn't know how to respond with what my thought was, that I just want to get down a little bit more so that I can feel what that feels like in my own body and make the decision for myself that, okay, this is where I should set my goal weight.
I would just tell him that, just say like, hey, I get it. And just, you know, I've never been at this weight before myself. It's taken me getting some used to it. I mean, otherwise I wouldn't even be commenting on my ass if I wasn't still trying to get used to it. And just say, I just want to see what it's like. The good news is if I don't like it, I can lose five more. I also could gain them back if I don't like it. Cause I like, even for me, there's certain, right now, even though I'm at my thinnest, like for my like typical stuff, my arms don't look as good. I'm going to tell you right now, this shit right here, like, I'm always like, there's certain angles. It just like, if I do this, if I could just walk around like this all the time, I would be set, but I can't. And so like a lot of times I got like the skin is like all hanging and it crepes up. And if I'm like 5 pounds heavier, it doesn't do that as much, but other areas look better. So it's just, you know, it's just one of those things, making peace with it. And you just decide, I'm either going to like that look or I'm not. And if I want to gain 5 pounds, I will be able to do that in a smart way.
Yep. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All righty. All right. Laura? I know that y'all might have seen in the Facebook group, we have kittens. They are adorable. One of them is buck fucking wild. She is crazy. The little boy, we had to pull apart the skee ball machine, like deconstruct our skee ball machine because he got in there so bad that we couldn't get him out. But he's doing better today. All right, Laura, what are we coaching him on?
Hi, continuing the theme on body image.
All right.
I'm having issues with that and I could use some help.
Okay. What's the issue?
I only like my image in the mirror when I'm dressed.
Okay. That's not a problem.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Why is that a problem? That's going to be interesting because I think that that's a big win.
Well, because I don't like what I see when I'm naked in the mirror.
But I want you to see how, like, the way that I said it and how you're saying it. It's not a problem that I like myself when I'm in clothes. You're like, no, that's a problem. So what we have is two separate issues. It's good to know that when I'm wearing clothes, I kind of like my body. It's also good to know that when I'm not wearing clothes, that's what I need to work on.
Right.
And the best news is I'm not naked all the time. So this is not even an all the time problem.
Well, when you say it like that, it makes a lot of sense.
That's because it's all about how you say things, everybody. Like literally. Okay. Just not like when I said it that way, you were already like, oh yeah, okay. How are you feeling as I was describing your story?
Better.
Yeah, maybe a little bit more hopeful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when you were telling me, you're like, we got body image issues. This is terrible. Problems. Like you weren't even allowing yourself to enjoy part of your story. And that's okay. Kind of what happens when what we do with our body. It's like when I was talking in the beginning about my loose skin, it's like when I fixate on the loose skin, I don't allow myself to enjoy the parts I do like. And when we think, well, unless I love my body naked, it's like we kind of deny ourselves some joy. Like it doesn't have to be an all or nothing thing.
Well, how do you deal with your body when you haven't been exercising on the way down from a previous loss?
Well,
and
number one,
so none of that got tightened up.
That's okay, because even if you had been exercising, there was no guarantee that it would. Like when I lost weight, I mean, I had tons of loose skin and I did lift weights on the way down that, you know, still had tons of loose skin. I wish I could find some of my old pictures. One of these days I'm going to try to dig through like the ancient photo labs that I have, because my skin was really, really loose when I lost my weight. And I was so much younger than all of y'all. I mean, I think y'all would be shocked that at like 31, like we must have poor skin quality in my family for it to have been so unrecoverable back in the day. So I think like the thing about this is we need to make some peace with the naked version of us.
Like amen even on thinking, that.
Like even thinking if I had just lifted weights, you were never going to lift. Like this is the honest truth. I was never going to lift enough weights to have that body I think I should have. So we don't even have to think about that anymore. Like we don't have to shame ourselves for not lifting weights.
Okay.
So what we really just want to focus on is when I'm naked, tell me like what you would like to think and feel when you're naked. Be honest though. Like we don't have to go for pie in the sky. Like if I could just get to this, that'd be a strong level up, Corinne.
Yeah, I would just like to be able to look in the mirror and give myself props for working on it.
Okay.
And getting to the point I'm at now, and that I'm not at my heaviest the way I was when the kids were younger in an elementary school. That's okay. When I was at my heaviest.
This is so
now doable. They're full grown. They're both, all three of them are, I mean, I got a son who's going to be 44 and a daughter who's going to be 31 and the middle one is 33. So, I mean, ancient history on the top weight, but I got within 20 pounds of it when I joined NoBS and that was scary.
Well, this is like very doable. Like, I just want you to like what we want to get to is instead of looking in the mirror, and what do you think first when you look in the mirror now?
Well, my first thought is always about my middle.
Okay.
My belly.
So, but like,
I don't
what is your
like
general,
it.
I don't like my middle. Okay. And for you, a big level up would be if I could just look in the mirror and give myself props for doing what I've done.
Okay.
That is a very achievable goal. And all that literally takes is, what do you want to give yourself props for? Give me like three things you'd like to give yourself props for.
Joining No BS in January of 2020.
Okay.
That was a huge deal
Okay.
because at the time you had the joining fee and I paid for that myself. I didn't ask my husband
Okay.
to pitch in.
Okay. What else do you
And
want
that
to give yourself?
was,
Oh, go ahead.
I've made a plan for 247 days in a row.
Okay.
I have a nice accountability group, Three's Company, and an accountability partner, Irene Perker Jensen. And we work together on a daily basis and show our plans to each other. And now we're doing challenges and getting a little further into it like that.
Okay. So
Okay.
the only thing that needs to happen is you need to, I would maybe even, do you feel comfortable putting these on a sticky note where you could put it on a mirror so that where
Yeah.
you see yourself naked?
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay. So here's what I would suggest that you do, because what we want to do is we want to go from looking in the mirror and just immediately going to, here's what's wrong with my body. First, belly. Like whatever your narrative is, like, oh, you should have lifted the weights on the way down. Like, this is a problem. We want to get to where your brain's not thinking that first, which means that in order to get it to see what's right before it goes to what's wrong, we have to do that on purpose for a while. And sometimes one of the easiest ways to do that is to put some of the things you want to remember on a sticky note. And then each time you go to that mirror, you look at the sticky note first and you say, the first things that I want to think about is what I'm doing right. I joined No BS. That was a big deal for me. I am a baller planner. I'm very consistent. I have accountability partners now that I love. This is what I'm most proud of. And you
Okay.
allow yourself to feel that, then your brain is probably going to say something like, but what about your stomach? Blah, blah. And when that happens, you just say, I already know that I don't like my stomach, and that's okay. Because today we're thinking about all the things that are right about me. And you
Okay,
walk
I
away.
like that.
Yeah, and you literally just walk away. That doesn't mean for all of you that you still won't feel the sting a little bit and stuff. But what we're doing is we're training the brain to think about other things. We're training the brain that you are more than just what's wrong with you. You're training your brain to notice, like, hey, there can be things I don't like about myself, while there also can be lots of things I do like about myself, and I get to spend more time over here. And it's okay if sometimes this stuff pops up. But what I don't want to do is spend my life worrying about these negative things that pop up where it's getting all the oxygen in the room. And then from there, you'll probably start feeling better about yourself. You'll notice that there are more things, like when you start getting those good feelings and stuff, if you train your brain to find something that's right, eventually over time, guess what happens? Your brain starts grooving that habit and it starts looking for that pattern in other areas of life too.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I like that. I feel better already.
Okay. So we're going to put it on a sticky note and we're going to be diligent about practicing. I would encourage you to tell, was it Irene? Was that her name?
Irene is the local accountability partner, and
And
then
then Three's
Laura and
Company.
Keisha.
Is it Three's Company? Is that what you said?
Three's Company, yeah.
Yes. So I would just tell them, hey, watch my coaching call. And you should be hearing from me about what I'm proud of and what I'm noticing a lot these days.
Laura's on the call right now.
Okay, good.
And she's the Century Club winner.
There you go. well, this is what we want to do. We want to like get our accountability partners involved in this and say, like, if you hear me not doing this work, all I need you to do is like, remind me, hey, tomorrow when you check in with your plan, we also want to hear, how's your mirror work going?
Okay. They will.
All right. Well, thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Corinne.
All right.
Appreciate bye-bye. You. Bye-bye.
Kelsey? Donna is talking about how she doesn't like how she looks on Zoom versus in the mirror. I'm going to tell you, I'm not having a good Zoom day either. I'm like, this top makes me look like tits galore, like not in the good way. I feel like they're making them look like they went this way. And I've had to look at it since 8:30 this morning. All right, Kelsey.
Hi. So I'm really new. I've been here like a month. And I've noticed that I really tend to struggle at like in the evening time before bed. I'm having a hard time like going to bed at a reasonable time. Like I just want to stay up and keep reading and scrolling and doing the things. And I also like really like to eat my snacks and stuff at bedtime. And even if I plan, I'm like have this feeling that like I just want to keep eating. I know my like I'm physically full and my body's like food, like the Cookie Monster or something.
Well, that's no like shock. I mean, just because we now start planning it doesn't mean like, oh my gosh, now my brain is going to be like, this is amazing. We're planning now. We never have to ask for food ever again. Mm-hmm. Like, good fucking luck with that. So what do you want to happen in the evenings?
I would like to eat like less junk food.
Okay. So what are you planning for the evenings right now?
So I used to do like more like sweets. And so I've been trying to like transition to like yogurt with like some chocolate chips or something in it.
And how's that going? Like when you eat yogurt and chocolate chips?
Like it's good. And sometimes I stop there. And then other times I'm like, oh, I would really like to have something else too.
Yeah, well, that's normal. And that is going to happen. It doesn't matter whether or not you put, you could put a fucking Twix bar on your plan and your brain would be like, oh my God, a glass of milk and, you know, maybe some chips would even be better. I mean, you know, yeah, I did just eat something sweet. Chips would be even greater. The problem isn't that your brain's asking for it. The problem is you're wanting that to go away instead of just being like, that's what happens when you're deconditioning your brain.
Mm-hmm. It feels like I'm in this like argument with myself. That like there's no winning.
Why is there no winning? Because you kind of not have to argue with yourself a little. Yeah. Otherwise, you're just going to do what your brain says, right? If we don't put up an argument, then we're just like, we'll add some chips onto that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, then I'm like, well, fuck it. Now I'm tired and I've been arguing with myself. And
so what does arguing mean to you? Like, tell me what it sounds like in your head.
It's like, man, I would really like some chips. Well, I'm not hungry, but that sounds really good. And I really, really want them, but you don't need to have them. You've already had this and this today, but you really want it. You should have it. No, I shouldn't have it. Yes, I do want it.
Okay. So I think what we can do is we can soften up the discussion a little bit that's going on in your brain. But I'm just going to tell you, Kelsey, it's going to be exhausting for a little while. You get to decide, do you want to be exhausted when you go to bed because you stuck to your guns? Or are you going to be exhausted the next morning because one more day you didn't stick to your guns? Which exhaustion do you want?
Well, obviously, like I'd like to see results.
Okay. So sometimes for all of us, what we have to realize is to see results, like as much as I love my scepter, I do not have a magic wand that I can just be like, and Kelsey, you'll never think food thoughts ever again.
Mm-hmm.
That's not happening. What we can do is make the argument a little bit less argumentative. So I would suggest, so here we have, I've your brain, the first thing it says is, I want a little more, right? And you usually say, no, we ate what we had on our plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What if you said, and I just want you to think about this and tell me how you honestly feel. Hey, we should have a little more. And you say, ooh, I knew I was going to think that tonight. And that's okay.
It's almost like there's like two parts of me.
There is two parts of you. Like you're spot on. Mm-hmm. Here's the two parts. There's the part of you that's the habitual brain that has always just ate yourself to sleep. That's one version of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all, like, that makes up 95% of all your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's every human. And then you also have what we call rational Kelsey, who is like, we're like joined this weight loss program. We're supposed to be losing weight and we made a plan. And she's over here like saying, hey, I'm going to be the voice of reason. So there are two parts of you.
Mm-hmm.
I think your biggest problem right now is you're going through the normal process and you're just like, I don't like it.
It feels like really hard. Like, and I know it's like not going to be easy, but I would like to get to a point, or like, I guess maybe that's like tips to get to a point where it's just like becomes the new habit, not to like be in this constant arguing with myself. Right.
But Kelsey, it takes 66 days of this back and forth before a habit can actually form. I'd love to give you a shortcut if I could,
mm-hmm.
but unless I can operate on your brain as a neurosurgeon, that can't happen for any of us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to make peace. Right now, you're like, but I don't like this part. And that's making it harder for you. I want you to imagine. So we have the two conversations that are going to happen in your head every single night for mm-hmm. 66 days. And that's just a fact. Just like this table is sitting here. You can either think, oh my God, I don't like this. This is too hard. This part should be over. Whatever your thoughts are, which will feel what? Exhausting?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can think every day it's going to get a little easier. This takes time. This is part of the process. How does that feel?
It feels better. I guess like, sorry, I don't.
You can cry.
Like, if I could just like choose not to eat, I wouldn't be like overweight right now. And I wouldn't be like having these issues every night. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I can't, like, I try to like make the smart choices, and I do better during like the earlier parts of the day. And it's like at nighttime, I just lose it all. And I'm like, if I could just choose to be better, like, I would.
But you, here's the thing I want to tell you. You are choosing to be better by doing the arguing now instead of just following through. You already are doing better. You already are on the right path. You're giving yourself no credit for it.
Well, I feel like I've always like beat myself up for like eating stuff that I know I shouldn't be. So like, I don't know how this feels different.
What I'm asking you to do is, and I promise you, I know you're just a month in, and this is harder when you haven't been here for a long time. The hardest part of the journey is all of the shit you're telling yourself. That's what's making you cry. It's not the food doing it, and it's not your weight doing it. It's the, I'm broken. Something's wrong with me. If I could just not eat. It's like, that's the swan song of all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you are able to unlearn this. And so I want to just even say, like, at night, the brain first wants what it wants. And you say back, I knew that my brain was going to ask for food. I'm unlearning this. I'm not going to eat. Then your brain's going to come back with, but I really want it. Like, what is something your brain would typically come back with?
It's just like, it's like a child almost. Yes, like,
it is.
Mom, 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 mom.
Yes.
I wear myself down.
100%. So what, all we have to do is, the wearing yourself down is coming from the judgment that this shouldn't be happening. Like, if we left this part that exhausted us to the side, like, my brain's acting up. My brain is such a toddler. Something's wrong with my brain. If you weren't doing all of that part and you were literally just like, oh, my brain is supposed to ask for food a bunch of times, and I am supposed to be patient while it does it. And the first day feels the hardest, and the second day feels just about the same. The third day, maybe a tiny shift. The fourth day, another shift. 14 days in, it's like half as intense as it has been. It just now starts snowballing, getting easier. You would feel a whole lot different. Right now, you're not even feeling the urges. You're feeling the shame and the judgment you have that your eating is a problem. And I want you to work on that part, because if we don't release that, then yeah, it all feels so much harder. Every time your brain asks for food, you're also saying, and here I am a problem one more time. And here I am a problem one more time. Mm-hmm. If we can release that and just be like, no, like, every woman goes through this. Every woman goes through this. Do you believe that?
I mean, like, I know that some people do, but I feel like there are people who are like, their bodies are naturally smaller.
I have never met a thin woman who doesn't have food issues. And I know a fuck ton of them. My best friend is an Ironman athlete, and she is a binge eating coach because she binges. Everybody use your reactions button right now, or use the chat. Who in here argues with their brain around food on a regular basis? When you hold on to the story, Kelsey, this is just me and there are normal people out there, you feel broken. And you're telling yourself a smoking lie that allows you to feel broken. I do not want that for you. If you don't leave here with anything else, I want you to at least leave the story with, every woman has food thoughts just like me. Some of them have eating disorders, and that's what keeps them thin. Some of them happen to have a decent metabolism, but they have wrecked cholesterol. I have a dear friend who is naturally thin, always has been. She is on blood pressure medicine and cholesterol medicine. I just don't want you to feel abnormal and so broken.
Yeah, but like, also part of me just like wants to stop. And like, the arguing, like, one part of me wins either way.
Yeah, so like, let's,
I want to stop losing it, you know? And I don't, I guess, like you said, how to be patient with yourself and like how to.
So let's do that. So let's go back to okay. And it's snack time. And you're going to have your yogurt and your chocolate chips. Okay. And we've just ate them. And I really want you to go there. And I'm going to be you. I'm going to be the new you. And you're going to be, I want what I want toddler brain you. Okay. So you need to put on the role playing hat. And I need you to give it to me hard. Okay. But I'm going to be how I would talk to you. And then at the end, all I want you to do is tell me, does that feel any easier than how you're doing it? And if it doesn't, you get to keep what you're doing. If it feels any easier, I want you to try it to see mm-hmm. what can happen. Okay. All right. I just finished my yogurt and my chocolate chips. Brain, what do you have to say?
I would really like some more.
I'd really like some more. I get it. That was pretty tasty, but we're not.
I'm still feeling like I'm hungry.
I know. Sometimes we feel like we're hungry even when we know we're not.
But you were on plan all day.
I sure was, bitch. Amen to that.
But I'm really hungry.
I know.
You and I don't want to go to bed hungry. And if I go to bed hungry, then I'm going to wake up even hungrier. And it's going to be this amount of time before I eat. But if I eat too early, my stomach's going to be upset.
And here's what I would say. I love that you think all that stuff. And we know that's not true. We just ate. There's no possible way that we're actually going to wake up with a stomach ache from hunger. I might wake up with more urges, but there's no way it's hunger. Try again. What other excuses you got? Because I got so many common sense responses.
Well, all the things, I'm so uncomfortable right now and I really just want some ice cream.
Okay. That's when I go to nurturing myself. That's when I put my hand over my heart and I say, what do you really need right now? What do you most need from me? Because I know it's not ice cream. And I'm ready to give you your truest needs. I am really done feeding you food because I know how you wake up in the mornings. You wake up so guilty. You wake up with so much regret. I never want to do that to you ever again. So please tell me what you really need because I'm fixing to give it to you.
Yeah, that feels better.
Maybe a little.
Yeah, for sure.
Kelsey, this is not easy. We are so used to beating ourselves down. And you look like a young woman. And God love you. With growing up with social media and stuff, all of us old people, we didn't have to go through those curses. The worst we had was the magazines at the damn grocery store. Y'all can't even hide from it. But I promise you, this does get better. And I want you to figure out how to be there for yourself. And if the worst you do is end up eating a little ice cream, please promise me that you will take step two, which is I no longer beat myself up over this stuff. I will reach out to ask coaches. I will get help on this because this is not my self-worth and my self-esteem is not worth a bowl of ice cream that I couldn't say no to. You will have some nights that it will feel easier. And you will have some nights it will feel excruciating and you might eat. But I promise you, if in those, even in those moments, you can still win. If you just tell yourself, this was the best I had. I really tried to talk myself off the ledge with compassion. And I will not beat myself up over this, but I will learn from it. I'm making progress. The more you seed that you're moving forward, you won't feel exhausted. And that's what we got to solve first is the exhaustion. Because if you're exhausted with the process, you'll quit the process. And you can't lose weight without the process. Okay. I'm going to have my team follow up with you in a few days, okay?
Yeah, maybe I just needed a good cry.
We all do. Do you have an accountability group here at NoBS? Mm-hmm. Are you open to one?
Yeah.
Okay. If you will, Ashley, just to make it easier, owner, can you just, what's your last name, Kelsey? Is it?
Stelting.
Okay. Look her up in the back end, Ashley. and find her email address. Do you check your email? The youth never checks their email.
Yeah, I do.
I've got a restaurant full of the youth and we're trying to like communicate through email. And they're always like, what thing do you want me to check? And I'm like, email. Like, I told my husband the other day, I was like, get WhatsApp, do something. These youngins, they just don't check email. So anyway, we'll look it up. We'll email you the direct link to an accountability group. Okay. And we will have Dina get you set up. I think it would be helpful for you to have some people to talk to. One of the things that's awful in weight loss is we get so isolated and we think we're so alone on this. There is nothing you told me on this call that I have not coached 1,000 times over. Okay. And I know this can be overcome because I've also worked with, I mean, we had two people on here who've lost 97 pounds, 99 pounds. Do you think for a hot second, they didn't have nighttime urges for food? Yeah. They had to learn how to do this too. And you can. So we will get you set up, make sure you get taken care of, and we'll follow up with you in a couple of days, okay? Thank you for getting coached. All right. All right, Queens Club. That's it for the day. I hope today was helpful. And I hope that everybody offered a little something to each of you. And I will see y'all next month. Come to the calls. Prepare to raise thy hands. All righty. Bye, y'all.